Good evening. The show begins in Ukraine. Conversation with Colonel Jeff McCausland, artilleryman, about an artillery warfare. Long-range weapons, 155s, missiles, drones, standing off. I asked Jeff, what does this mean about the battlefield? Static. We're resupplying. They're resupplying. Off to Argentina. Mary Anastasia O'Grady introduces the 20,000 peso note. Inflation requires it. 2,000 pesos was the highest note printed by the central bank. That, Mr. Milei says he's eliminating, but not yet. And then, the Germans actually have considered banning cars on weekends. I learned this from Conrad Black, writing about green power in Canada. They pulled back from the brink. They didn't do it. Not yet, anyway. Germans are also considering going along with banning fossil fuel-driven vehicles. Those beautiful German cars to be banned? Question mark. Not yet. Conrad has the news that the ideas are out there to do things, but they haven't been followed through on because, for heaven's sakes, the Germans would be ending their own car supremacy. Why would they do that? Why would they give up what they've achieved all these decades? I don't know. Neither does Conrad. We speculate. Off to Israel. The north is under siege, and I speak to Surit Zahavi, a lieutenant colonel reserved in the IDF, about the fire from Hezbollah every day and what is to be done. 50-50 on an offense into Lebanon. Columbia University. Judah Waba, a senior at Columbia, conveys the feeling of frustration and persecution going on the campus. Judah's all right. He was home in Brooklyn studying. His mates were at the Hillel Foundation studying, although it's too noisy, he says. Friday is the start of exams. Judah's on to Wall Street. Good for him. Senior, class 24. He had much to say about meeting with the president over these last days and his disappointment at the way the Columbia campus and undergraduates have been handled by the administration, not by the police, by the administration over these many weeks. It didn't start with the police. And then a conversation, Malcolm Hohnlein joins me with Congresswoman Kathy Manning, Democrats, North Carolina, 6th District, introducing Countering Anti-Semitism Act, following the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which passed overwhelmingly in the House. This is a new one, which puts money behind the tussle at the Department of Education and at the White House. People to develop plans. What caused the anti-Semitism? There's lots of speculation. DEI, who knows? We'll come to it. I recommend they do a white paper study. We'll see. It's a huge problem in London, too. Remember, Labour's facing the opportunity of taking over government, but it's still chock full of anti-Semites. Not Corbyn, his understudies. Bad news. Anatole Levin and I talk history about Ukraine. Anatole observes that the U.S. is a supreme power globally, but does very poorly in local wars where the advantage is to the locals. For resupply, for understanding, for intelligence, for ceremony. And then we speculate about what would work in Ukraine. The 1974 Cyprus partition, the 1955 Austrian treaty solution, many opportunities. Right now they're exchanging long-range gunfire and drone fire and missile fire. Bud Weinstein reporting from Real Clear Energy. Colorado joining the Germans, at least in fashion, to think that they can ban fossil fuels given the percentage of their workforce and the income of the state based on fossil fuels. But there it is. That's the debate. Shall we end our prosperity or shall we? You understand. Campus. Cliff May from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies comments on the campus and the poison of anti-Semitism, which he calls a cocktail. I agree with him. Self-poisoned. these young people don't know better, but 50 years from now, they're going to know better. Will they still be prejudiced like this? I don't know. I'll check on them from heaven. And Veronique de Régis identifies a quite fantastic idea in California to mandate all freight trains have zero emissions by such and such a date. I think it's 2035. And the only way to do that is to go from diesel power to battery power. There's a detail here. The battery to run a freight train doesn't now exist. The ones that do for much lighter loads catch fire. Also, if they ban diesel trains, freight trains in California, that means they can do it nationally through the EPA waiver. There it is, a quandary for everyone. But it's 10 years off. Cleo Pascal reports on the vote in the Solomons that went China's way. So China's now won a roost in the critical Solomon Islands. That's Guadalcanal. Who knows what comes next? And then finally, Hotel Mars, Anatole Zach joins from the Russian Space Web. Great fun. We talk about the Angara, the new modular rocket that tested finally successfully to replace the Proton for launch into orbit. And then we discuss history. LM plan L3M, which was the lunar landing plan for the Roscosmos after they lost the moon race to Apollo 11. They were going to not just land on the moon, they were going to set up a colony in last week's there. Wonderful. Came to nothing, but still its plans. Anatoly Zak also entertains us with remembrance of 50 years ago when the Roscosmos and NASA were preparing for a joint mission and they had to build a special hatchway so they could go from one ship to the other. And because NASA uses pure oxygen in its capsules, and the Russians breathe real air. They had to come up with a room in between because they can't rush from each other's chambers. More of that in coming weeks with David Livingston, Dr. Space, on Hotel Mars. Much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.